This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore. We're talking now with St. John's Prep Hockey Coach Christian Hansen. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. As we record this, it's kind of a yucky night out there.
Yeah, Rick, thanks for having me. It absolutely is. I am driving through probably 3 or 4 inches of snow right now, which I'm not used to doing.
No, I don't think any of us are. It's been weird the last couple of years without much of a winter. All right, so let's get down to it. Coach, when we talked last, you were working through getting your line set, your defense set, and trying to figure out who's who. And then in your first game, it was a road trip to Rhode Island, yes?
Correct, yeah. We went down and played LaSalle Academy in Smithfield, Rhode Island.
Okay, and things turned out pretty well, so maybe you could give me a little bit of a review of that game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the result is an 8-2 win. How did we get there is, first, it started with a 2.5-hour bus ride.
Oh, geez.
Tuesday afternoon. So, got there about 30 minutes before game time, which is certainly not something we're used to. And the kids got ready pretty quickly, and we got out, and we had a great first period, built a 3-0 lead, and really never looked back. It was an overall a pretty solid performance for the first game.
Mm-hmm. Where is LaSalle?
Near Providence.
Okay.
In or around Providence.
That's good enough. That's all I need to know. I go by there sometimes. So tell me about when you reviewed that game, Coach, in terms of how the kids worked together. What was that like? Because that's one of the things that you have to do early in the season is figure out the puzzle as to who goes where.
Yeah, normally every year it takes time. Last year we juggled the lines a bit in the beginning, found what we thought worked, and then stuck with it for a while. So I'm not one that likes to change lines all that frequently because I want the kids to be able to build a little bit of chemistry together. But sometimes change is necessary. And I thought the first game the lines clicked pretty well. We got some really good production out of our first group. I think they had 3 or 4 of the goals. So, but there's still tinkering to be done and tomorrow could be different at some point during the game, but we're going to go into the game with the same line group.
The write-up in the Salem News talked about Captain Luciano getting a couple of goals. What was his role in that game? How do you rate his performance?
Yeah, so Mason Luciano, he's from Salem, so he's pretty local to the school. He is a very good offensive player. Both goals that he scored were kind of really good example of his offensive skill. One, he came down the left side and put a really nice shot across the goalie's body over his glove. And then the other goal was a one-timer from, like, the high slot area where he was fed a nice pass. So, I mean, both goals were skill goals. And the thing about Mason is we're always just working on playing a complete game and the points are great, and we just want that performance at both ends, and that's something he really focuses on.
When you practice this week, Coach, after looking at the game and probably reviewing it, considering the travel time and everything else and the first game where everybody's sort of, having a little trepidation about working together after such a long layoff and all the practice, you had a great finish, a good score, a solid win. What were some of the things or one of the things that you wanted to work on with your kids after that game in terms of practice this week?
Yeah, I mean, right, so going in, what I did want the most out of them initially was just I want the effort there. I want to be really aggressive on pucks, and we did that. And our speed kind of hemmed LaSalle in and allowed us to build a little bit of a lead. But then we lost focus, and I didn't think we had a great second period. We gave up a goal. We got a little bit sloppy. We built a little lead, so we maybe didn't think we had to do the little things in the game, pay attention to the details. So what we really tried to focus on this week is playing a complete game, staying focused, always treating the score like it's 0-0. And just you're always working to build towards your next game. So you want to just try to clean those little things up, in every situation in the game. And, I thought we finished the game really strong. So we did kind of recover from a little bit of a lapse in the middle part of the game.
I know it's a cliche to say you want to go out there and win every shift. How hard is that to have kids focus on that during the course of a game? You know, going out, getting out there and focusing on every shift. How do you do that with your kids?
Well, when it's 0-0, it's a lot easier than when it's 5-1.
Okay.
You know, everybody tends to get a little complacent, a little lazy when you built a lead and you feel like the game's kind of in hand. And, you know, if you make a mistake, it's not going to cost you the game. So, I mean, really, it's just it's that mindset of playing the game the same way regardless of what the score is. And that's something that year after year we try to drill in their heads, that you need to be prepared to win this game 1-0. So you need to play like it's 0-0 all the time.
Right. Okay. Now, kind of fits and starts this week with the schedule. You have Hingham coming up on Saturday. Tell me about them.
Yeah, I mean, Hingham's tough every year. Last year, excuse me, we faced them in the home opener. We lost 3-2. They're just always deep, and you know, they have 90 kids come out and try out for their team. So, you know, it's a hockey community, and every time we go down to Hingham, the whole community's out there supporting them. We play at 1:30 tomorrow, so I expect it to be a sold-out venue, and it's a tough rink to play in, and it's just always such a battle. It's our second game, but it's their first game this year. Ultimately, it doesn't, in the end, mean as much as it may feel like right now. Mm-hmm. We always want to improve from this game, but it is a good measuring stick for us on where we're going. You know, where we are at this time.
Okay, your voice sounds much better than last time we talked, so it sounds like you're feeling better. That's good. Finally, Coach, this coming week, what's the schedule like?
So we have, after Hingham tomorrow, and we got Christmas coming up, and then we get into our Brady's tournament. So next Friday, we play BC High in game one of the Pete Brady's winter tournament. And then on Saturday, the two winners play each other from the Friday games. And the two losers will play a consolation game. So our next game after tomorrow is next Friday at 3:10 at home.
All right, Coach, I wish you a very happy Christmas break. Good luck, and thanks for talking with me once again, and I'll check in with you next week.
All right, sounds good, Rick. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Christian. Appreciate it.
All right,
that is Christian Hansen, who is the hockey coach at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.